Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants, The 3 Degrees of Glory, by Elder B. Renato Maldonado, Area Authority 70, South America, North Area. More than any other book, The Doctrine and Covenants helps us understand the nature of life after death. The Savior taught, In my Father's house are many mansions, John chapter 14, verse 2. The prophet Joseph Smith explained that mansions may be understood to mean kingdoms, those kingdoms in which we will dwell in the life after this. He said, it should be, in my Father's kingdom are many kingdoms, in order that ye may be heirs of God and joint heirs with me. There are mansions for those who obey a celestial law, and there are other mansions for those who come short of the law, every man in his own order. As scientific knowledge increases, it will become more evident that there is order in the universe, and that all things are governed by harmonious and immutable laws. Perfect order exists in everything in nature, from the nucleus of the atom to the immensity of space. This is true in spiritual things as well as temporal. Therefore, blessings that are spiritual are also governed by spiritual laws. There is a law irrevocably decreed in heaven upon which all blessings are predicated. And when we obtain any blessing from God, it is by obedience to that law upon which it is predicated. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 130, verses 20 and 21. In other words, there is a relationship between obedience and blessings. The Lord has said that we will be blessed and will live in a degree of glory in the next life according to the eternal laws we obey in mortality. For he who is not able to abide the law of a celestial kingdom cannot abide a celestial glory. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, verse 22. The same holds true for the terrestrial and celestial kingdoms. See verses 23 and 24. As the prophet Joseph Smith was laboring on what we call the Joseph Smith translation of the Bible, he received a vision later recorded as Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76. Included in this revelation is a comparison of the 3 degrees of glory, the celestial, the terrestrial, and celestial kingdoms. Following is a brief description of each. The celestial kingdom. The Lord compared celestial glory to that of the sun, even the glory of God, the highest of all. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verse 70. See also verse 96. Those who will inherit this kingdom must do the following. Receive a testimony of Jesus and believe on his name. See verse 51. Be baptized by immersion. See verse 51. Receive the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands. See verse 52. Obey the commandments and be washed and cleansed of all sins. See verse 52. Overcome by faith. See verse 53. Be sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. See verse 53. Among other blessings, those who qualify for the celestial kingdom will be of a company of angels, of the General Assembly, and Church of Enoch, and of the firstborn. See verses 54 and 67. Receive the fullness, glory, and grace of the Father. See verses 55, 56, 94. Be priests and kings of the Most High God. See verses 56 and 59. Overcome all things. See verse 60. Dwell forever in the presence of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. See verse 62. Be with Christ at the time of His second coming. Verse 63. Come forth in the first resurrection. See verses 64 and 65. Go up unto Mount Zion and unto the heavenly city of God. See verse 66. Minister to terrestrial and celestial beings. See verses 87 and 88. Be able to have offspring, or in other words, gain the right to become eternal parents. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 131, verse 4. The Lord further revealed the important doctrines of salvation for the dead and salvation of little children in the celestial kingdom. All who have died without a knowledge of this gospel, who would have received it if they had been permitted to tarry, shall be heirs of the celestial kingdom of God. Also, all that shall die henceforth without a knowledge of it, who would have received it with all their hearts, shall be heirs of that kingdom. All children who die before they arrive at the years of accountability are saved in the celestial kingdom of heaven. Doctrine and Covenants, section 137, verses 7, 8, and 10. Except for those whose mental abilities prevent them from reaching the age of accountability. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 50. The age of accountability is 8. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 25. We do not know much about who will inherit 2 of the 3 degrees within the celestial kingdom. However, much has been said about the highest level in the celestial kingdom, or exaltation, because that is where the Father wants all of His children to live. See Moses, chapter 1, verse 39. The Doctrine and Covenants teaches that temple marriage is the key to obtaining exaltation. In the celestial glory there are 3 heavens or degrees, and in order to obtain the highest, a man must enter into this order of the priesthood, meaning the new and everlasting covenant of marriage. And if he does not, he cannot obtain it. He may enter into the other, but that is the end of his kingdom. He cannot have an increase. Doctrine and Covenants, section 131, verses 1 through 4. If a man marry a wife by my word, which is my law, and by the new and everlasting covenant, and it is sealed unto them by the Holy Spirit of promise, by him who is anointed, unto whom I have appointed this power and the keys of this priesthood, and if they abide in my covenant, then shall they be gods, because they have no end. Therefore shall they be from everlasting to everlasting, because they have all power, and the angels are subject unto them. Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 19 and 20. The terrestrial kingdom. The Lord compared terrestrial glory to that of the moon. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 97. It exceeds the telestial in all things. Those who will inherit this kingdom are those who experienced one or more of the following circumstances. Died without law. See verse 72. Were in spirit prison and received a testimony there, but rejected the testimony of Jesus while on earth. See verses 73 and 74. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verse 32. Were honorable people who allowed themselves to be blinded by the craftiness of men. See verse 75. Were not valiant in their testimonies of Jesus. See verse 79. Among other blessings and limitations, those who qualify for the terrestrial kingdom will come forth in the first resurrection after celestial beings are resurrected. Receive of God's glory, but not His fullness. See verse 76. Enjoy the presence of the Son, but not the fullness of the Father. See verse 77. Not be able to obtain a crown in the kingdom of God. See verse 79. Be ministered to by celestial beings. See verse 87. The telestial kingdom. The Lord compared telestial glory to that of the stars. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 81. Those who shall inherit this kingdom are those who rejected the gospel, the testimony of Jesus, the prophets, and the everlasting covenant. See verses 82 and 101. Were liars, sorcerers, adulterers, and whoremongers. See verse 103. Loved and made a lie. See verse 103. Among other blessings and limitations, those who inherit the telestial kingdom will suffer the wrath of God on earth. see verse 104, and not be redeemed from the devil until the last resurrection, which will take place after the millennium, see verse 85. Be denied of the Savior's fullness, see verse 86. Be able to receive the Holy Ghost through the ministration of beings in higher glories, see verses 86 through 88. Never be able to come where God and Christ dwell, see verse 112. Such truths help us have a greater understanding of the plan of salvation and a stronger testimony of Jesus Christ. We are blessed to know what our eternal destiny will be if we will keep the commandments and endure to the end. I am grateful that the Lord revealed these eternal truths through the prophet Joseph Smith. End of article, Messages from the Doctrine and Covenants, The 3 Degrees of Glory, by Elder B. Renato Maldonado, Area Authority 70, South America, North Area.